103.7 The Beat. That was Burna Boy, Sitting on Top of the World. My name is DJ Q89. Take y'all shout outs, requests. Hit us up 231-722-8338. I have two friends in the studio talking about a bike organization. And I want you to introduce Muskegon yourself.
Thank you, Q. Thanks for having us. We are from the Muskegon County Bicycling Coalition. My name is Ray McLeod.
Mm-hmm. And my name is Rob Taylor.
Okay. Now tell Muskegon a little bit about the bike organization.
Well, we're really happy to. Actually, we've been in place for about 8 or 9 years. Started a long, long time ago. Took over for some groups before us. But our main purpose is to make all of Muskegon County more accessible to all kinds of bicyclists, not just the Lycra sports riders, but also for people who want to ride with their families to commute to a grocery store or to work and home, and just leisure riders around to get to the take their family up to the local park to go for play in the park.
Okay, what's your input on it?
As Ray said, we're really advocates for bicycling, making it easy for all people to bicycle. Okay. and really for transportation. Even though we're avid bicyclists, we're kind of the Lycra crowd, so to speak, that like to ride fast and ride on the roads all over the county, the country, the world, you know, wherever it takes us. But we recognize that the bicycle can be just an incredible form of freedom.
Yeah.
And, you know, it really goes back to, you know, bicycles were first invented in the late 1800s, and at that time, women couldn't get around because they weren't allowed to drive.
They weren't allowed, yeah.
Or, you know, I guess it was a horse and buggy, or the car was just coming along at that time. But when the bicycle was invented and women discovered they could ride one, it was the loophole. It emancipated them.
Yeah.
And it was the time of the women's suffrage and that. And it could be that for anybody from all walks of life. Something that really frees them up and can be a very useful tool for getting groceries, as Ray said, going to and from work, to and from school, all those things.
When was the organization founded?
Well, it's hard to keep track of exactly when that was.
We actually formed ourselves as a nonprofit in 2020.
Okay.
So we've been talking about doing that, and we just happened to start really getting serious about it when COVID hit.
Okay.
So we had to meet outside as we formed a board of directors and registered ourselves as a 501c3 as a nonprofit, and started thinking about what kind of things could we do to advocate for bicycling, and it started out kind of small because we were just starting, and we've tried to work with all the municipalities in the area advocating for different things, and maybe Ray can expound on a few of those things.
Sure. Thanks, Rob. That helps a lot when you put it the way you framed that.
Yeah.
Prior to when we became a nonprofit in 2000, we were mainly about getting more people on bikes.
Okay.
That was our main forces, with just more rides, organizing more community rides that were safe and orderly and respectful of other road users. And then once, as Rob said, we became a nonprofit in 2020, then we started doing more in the way of reaching out to the municipalities throughout the county, one, to pass an ordinance for a statewide ordinance. Statewide, the ordinance is to you have to give bicyclists 4 feet when you pass them.
Okay.
It's 3 feet.
It's three feet. I was just about to ask that because I see a lot of people riding bikes in the middle of the street, I'm like, are they allowed to really do that? Like,
Well, the state law treats bicyclists
like a vehicle.
So they have every right to the roads that a vehicle does. But the law also states that a bicyclist needs to, you know, try to stay to the right. Uh-huh. You can ride two abreast, but you know it's encouraged to, you know, stay single file when you're on the road, unless you're, you know, there's absolutely no traffic, then, you know, you can ride two abreast. So
let me jump in there. So that language in the law is confusing, even for bicyclists. The law, we had all of the municipalities in the county except one pass a 5-foot safe passing ordinance.
Okay.
So now throughout the county, except for one municipality, cars are supposed to, by law, give at least 5 feet space when they pass a bicycle, no matter where the bicyclist chooses to ride. Whether they choose to ride right on the right-hand edge of the road or in the middle of the lane. The way the law reads is the bicyclist gets to choose how far to the right is practicable for them. That's the word that's in the state law and in all of these ordinances. Mm. As far to the right as is practicable by the bicyclist. The bicyclist gets to choose that, not the motorist. So wherever the bicyclist is, you got to give them 5 feet.
Yeah.
That's the deal. That's the only thing about it, and we all forget that. And then we get mad wherever the bicyclist is the reference point, 5 feet away from them is where you got to be.
Oh, wow. So, now, do y'all organization do, like, maybe tutorial sessions, training sessions, like kids can come in and you would teach them the correct hand gesture of if you making a left turn or anything on a bike?
We sure do. Yeah, we work with just a wide variety of organizations to put on what we call bike rodeos, and we've done them in Muskegon Heights, at Oak Ridge, Montague. We've done them all over the county, probably 8 or 9 of different bike rodeos where we teach kids bike handling skills,
okay,
the hand signals to ride safe.
You show them how to do a wheelie?
Nope. Nope.
Nope.
We figure somebody like you, Q, is going to teach them that.
Anyway. I don't know that I can do a wheelie anymore at my age.
Now, do y'all do any bike marathons during the summer, anything like that? Any racing or no, just all?
Our thing, that is a great question, because we do support that kind of riding, and we some of us participate in that kind of riding.
Okay.
But as an organization, we're more dedicated and committed to riding. We don't want to do anything this week that we don't want to do again next week.
Okay.
So we feel like annual events don't fit our need. We want to do things regularly, so it becomes a common practice in our community. Yeah. If we put a whole bunch of work into doing an annual event, what good does that do our community? We just want it to become part of the fabric of Muskegon County, that every Tuesday we ride, every Monday we ride, every Thursday we ride. No, wait a minute. Every Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, I ride my bike to work. You know, I mean, we just want to make it normalized for people in our county, in our city, that, yeah, I can do this. I can ride to Meijer and back or Walmart and back. I can get my groceries that way.
I know, I've been thinking about it. It saves a lot on gas.
Yeah, it takes some planning.
Yep.
It takes some planning. But, you know, in the olden days, before, you know, it went horses, bikes, and then cars. And it took a lot of planning to shift from horses and to bikes, from bikes to cars. Well, it takes some planning to go backwards, or so to speak, backwards. And it can be done. You know, you got to plan a different route for if you're going to ride your bike to Meijer and your car. But it can be done. Lots of us do it.
Now, it takes a little more time.
Yeah.
But, for example, you know, I live 5 miles from downtown Muskegon, and that might take me 15 minutes in the car.
Yeah.
I can ride my bike downtown in 20 or 25 minutes.
5-10 minute difference.
But yeah, what's 5 or 10 minutes? And,
yeah,
and you save gas, and you know, you don't have to look for a parking spot. You get exercise. You know, it's just a more healthy lifestyle, and I think it's well known that the health of this community is not the best. Yeah. They've been rated in statewide studies as one of the poorest health communities in the state. Biking can change that.
Yeah,
I found it to be one of the best weight loss things that you can do. It doesn't take that much energy and strength to do it, but it gets you into a heart rate zone that's ideal for weight loss. As an example. So.
Right. So that the other part of planning ahead, like Rob said, is you don't have to show up after riding your bike to a wherever you're going. You don't have to show up bathed in sweat. You know, and so you just have to, the planning is, so maybe you have to wear a different hairstyle, you know, one that's not so fussy. Maybe you have to wear a different style of clothes than you used to wear, one that's not so primpy and fussy too, you know, but you don't have to wear lycra to ride a bike. You can still ride a bike in a sport jacket.
Yeah.
It can be done.
Now, the events that y'all held, do people have to bring their own bike or do you supply the bikes?
That's another good question. So far, we haven't figured out a way to supply bikes.
Okay.
The bike rodeos for the kids, we do have loaner bikes at those.
Okay.
But the other, we do a ride on Monday nights called Roll On Muskegon from the Farmer's Market. Yeah. That's a bring your own bike thing. And then on Tuesday nights, we do a ride that leaves from behind Unruly Brewing Company. That's a bring your own bike. And then we also lead a ride out of Fetch Brewing Company up in Whitehall on Thursday nights. And that's a bring your own bike kind of a thing. We've talked about how to provide bikes for all three of those events and just haven't figured out how to do it. We have had a fun time when conferences have come to Muskegon from outside of the area, and they've reached out to us, to the Muskegon County Bicycling Coalition, and said, hey, we've got a bunch of avid bicyclists, and said, hey, can we rent bikes when we're there? And we said, no, you can't rent them, but we'll loan them to you.
Yeah.
So we've loaned 20, 30 bikes to groups that have come into the area.
Oh,
and then we've shown them around by bike. We've given them a bike tour of the city. So,
oh, that's cool.
Got a good reputation. Muskegon has a good reputation as a destination for bicyclists.
Now, do y'all hold any events that people that need bikes to be repaired? Have y'all ever held an event like that?
Well, we haven't had events where people could bring bikes and we repair them. But what we have done, and we piloted this program this past year, in cooperation with the Muskegon Area District Library, and we started a bike library out of the Muskegon Heights branch of the library.
Okay, cool.
So people can borrow a bike for the whole season if they like. And we've been providing the bikes for that program. So we get bikes donated to us now on a real regular basis. And about once a month, we pull together a group of volunteers. We've had as many as 30 or 35 volunteers at a time. And we're in some donated space from Unruly Brewing Company, where we repair these donated bikes, mostly, make sure that the tires are good, and we fix any flats. Maybe we change a chain or two.
Yeah.
And then we provide those to the bike library. We also have those bikes available. If we run into somebody in need of a bike to get to and from work, and they can't access the bikes at the Muskegon Heights branch of the library, we'll give them a bike. And so in that way, we continue to keep pushing bikes out into the community for people that need them for whatever reason they have. It doesn't matter whether they want it just for recreation, exercise, or to get to and from work or to the grocery store.
Okay. Well, Rob, Waymon, I loved what y'all are doing here in the community. I want y'all to keep it up. Any support I can help with, I would love to support you. Any information you want to get out there to the public of Muskegon, Facebook, where they go to like the page, how they can go like the Facebook page?
Yep, Muskegon County Bicycling Coalition, that's our Facebook page. Can go there. There's a place, there's a QR code if they wanted to donate money to some tax-deductible money to our cause, and they can reach out to us to there if they want to help. We do have a bike repair day coming up on the 20th of this month if people wanted to come and help us turn wrench. Q, thanks so much. We appreciate it.
I got a couple bikes.
Hey, we take them all.
You said that's January
20th.
January 20th.
That's this Saturday.
That's Saturday.
From 10 to 2 at... what's the address? It's on
2221 Lemuel. That's the Unruly Production Facility in Muskegon Heights.
So how they just drop their bike off, or how does it work?
If they contact us through our Facebook page, we can direct them how to drop them off at a variety of locations. So, we work with people. We even pick up bikes. I've had calls from senior citizens that, maybe they're it's a widow and it was her husband's bikes or their children's bikes and they can't transport them to where we are, so I'll hook up my little trailer and go pick up the bikes.
Okay, so Muskegon, make sure you join the group Muskegon County Bike It and Like It. I'm going to share it on my Facebook page as well and on the radio station Facebook page. So if you would like to join the group, all you have to do is go to one of those pages. We got you.
Pleasure.
Thanks, Q, for having us and getting the word out about bicycling. That's
oh, no problem. I will have y'all back. Yeah, getting close to the summertime. Once this snow melt, I'm going to have y'all back.
All right. Sounds good.
All right. Getting back to some more music, Muskegon. Hit us up, 231-722-8338. Y'all two have a safe night. Drive safe. Here's Kanye West. Touch the sky. Keep it locked.